Lesson 114, Helaman 14, Introduction. Continuing to preach to the Nephites in Zarahemla, Samuel the Lamanite announced the signs that would mark the birth and death of Jesus Christ. He explained that he prophesied of these signs to help the people believe in Jesus Christ and to persuade them to repent of their sins. He taught that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all mankind will be brought back into God's presence. Calling the people to repent, he promised that the repentant would be forgiven of their sins, but that those who failed to repent would be cut off again from God's presence. Note: Bearing testimony. A testimony is a simple, direct declaration of the truth. Frequently bear your testimony of Jesus Christ and His restored gospel. This will invite the influence of the Holy Ghost, which will strengthen students in their efforts to learn, understand, and live the gospel. Suggestions for teaching. Helaman 14:1-13. Samuel prophesies of signs related to the Savior's birth. Before class, draw three arrows on the board as follows. You will insert words and phrases around the arrows as the lesson develops. Please refer to the drawing of three arrows on page 394 of Lesson 114. Invite students to recall what they discussed in the previous lesson, which was about Helaman 13. If they need help remembering, remind them that they learned about a prophet named Samuel. Ask them to share details they remember about him, such as who he was, where he went, what he taught, and the spiritual condition of those he taught. Ask students to recall how the people responded to Samuel's message. Explain that Helaman 14 contains a continuation of Samuel's teachings. Explain that Samuel prophesied of events that would take place in the future, some of them thousands of miles from Zarahemla. Ask students to skim Helaman 14:1-2 and identify one event Samuel prophesied about, the birth of Jesus Christ. Ask students to read Helaman 14:3-6 silently, looking for the signs the Nephites would see at the time of the Savior's birth. You may want to suggest that students mark these signs in their scriptures. You may also want to direct students' attention to the footnotes for these verses, which point to fulfillments of Samuel's prophecies. What does the birth of the Savior mean to you? Read Helaman 14:8-9 aloud. Emphasize the importance of believing in the Savior in order to obtain everlasting life. Write "everlasting life" after the last arrow on the board. Explain that everlasting life means the same thing as eternal life. It means to live the kind of life God lives, and to live forever in His presence with our families. Samuel taught the Nephites in Zarahemla what they needed to do to receive everlasting life. Note: Look for the intent of the writer or speaker. In preparing the scriptures, ancient prophets were inspired to include messages that would relate to our needs today. As you seek to determine the intent of a writer or speaker in the Book of Mormon, be careful not to go beyond what is clear in the text. Keep in mind that the fundamental intent of prophets has always been to testify of Jesus Christ. Invite students to read Helaman 14:11-13 silently, looking for what Samuel wanted the people to know and do. You may want to suggest that students mark the things Samuel wanted the people to know and do. To the left of the first arrow on the board, write "knowledge." Then ask students what they found that Samuel wanted the people to know. Ask a few students to list these things on the board under the word "knowledge." Answers should include that Samuel wanted the people to know about the judgments of God for those who sin, the conditions of repentance, the coming of Jesus Christ, and the signs associated with His coming. What did Samuel hope his knowledge would lead the people to do? Believe in Jesus Christ and repent of their sins. Ask students to write a principle based on Helaman 14:13. Then ask a few students to read aloud what they have written. One possible answer might be that belief in Jesus Christ leads to repentance and remission of sins. To help students understand the meaning of the phrase "through his merits," explain that merits are qualities or actions that make a person deserving of reward. To be worthy to receive a remission of sins, we must do certain things, such as sincerely repent, be baptized and confirmed, and keep the commandments. However, we receive the gift of forgiveness because of the Savior's merits, not ours. You may want to remind students of 2 Nephi 25:23, a scripture mastery passage. It is by grace that we are saved after all we can do. You might also suggest that students read Alma 22:14 and Alma 24:10-11. Finish the diagram on the board as follows. Knowledge, arrow. Belief in Christ, arrow. Repentance, arrow. Everlasting life. How has gaining knowledge of the Savior increased your belief in Him? How has your belief in the Savior led you to repent and strive to be more like Him? Testify that only through the merits of Jesus Christ can we receive a remission of sins and receive eternal life. Helaman 14, 14-31. Samuel prophesies of signs related to the Savior's death. Invite a student to read Helaman 14:14 aloud. Then ask students to read Helaman 14, 20-27 silently, looking for the signs the Nephites would see at the time of Jesus Christ's death. You may want to suggest that they mark these signs. When they have had enough time to read, invite them to report what they have found. Tell them that the fulfillments of these signs are recorded in 3 Nephi. See Helaman 14:20, footnote A. Invite a student to read Helaman 14, 28-29 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for reasons why the Lord provides signs and wonders. Ask a few students to express these reasons in their own words. Students may use different words, but be sure they identify the following truth. The Lord provides signs and wonders to help people believe in Him. What can this truth teach us about the signs that will precede the Savior's second coming? Ask students to think about signs or evidences the Lord has given them to help them believe in Him. You might encourage students to share these experiences, but remind them that they should not feel obligated to share anything that is too personal or private. Testify that the Lord provides signs and sends prophets like Samuel in our day to persuade people to believe in Him. Note: because many scripture passages caution us not to seek signs, students might feel some confusion about this discussion of signs. Help them understand there is a difference between recognizing signs of God's love and seeking signs for selfish reasons. When prophets warn against seeking signs, they refer to people who refuse to believe unless they are shown signs, not to people who exercise faith in seeking miracles according to the Lord's will. Explain that while it is good to know about the signs the Nephites would see relating to the Savior's death, it is more important to understand Samuel's teachings about the significance of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Draw the following diagram on the board, leaving out the numbered explanations. Add these explanations at appropriate times during the discussion of Helaman 14, 15-19. You might consider inviting students to copy this diagram in notebooks or scripture study journals. Please refer to the drawing and diagram on the top of 396 in Lesson 114. Explain that the phrase spiritual death refers to separation from God's presence. Ask a student to read Helaman 14, 15-16 aloud. What is the first spiritual death spoken of in Helaman 14:16? You might need to explain that because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we are separated from the presence of God. Invite a student to read Helaman 14:17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and to ponder how they can overcome the first spiritual death. Write the following truth on the board. Jesus Christ redeems all mankind from the fall so we can return to God's presence. Explain that all mankind will return to the presence of God to be judged. Ask a student to read Helaman 14, 18-19 aloud. What is the second spiritual death spoken of in Helaman 14, 18-19? You may need to explain that those who do not repent will be cut off from the Father's presence again. What can we do to avoid the second death spoken of by Samuel? Consider inviting students to read Helaman 14:13 and Mormon 7, 7-8. Point out that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, those who repent will dwell in the presence of God forever. To emphasize the importance of agency as we seek the blessings of the Savior's atonement, invite students to read Helaman 14, 30-31 silently. Ask them to look for words and phrases about their agency. Invite them to share the words and phrases they find. Ask them to explain how these words and phrases help them understand the importance of the choices they make every day. Commentary and background information. Helaman 14, 18 through 19. The Gift of Repentance. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles testified of the joy that comes through repentance. Quote, I gratefully acknowledge and testify that the incomprehensible suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord bringeth to pass the condition of repentance. The divine gift of repentance is the key to happiness here and hereafter. In the Savior's words, and in deep humility and love, I invite all to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I know that in accepting this invitation, you will find joy both now and forever. End quote.